Uniqlo has been selling reasonably priced casual clothing in Japan since the 1980s, but sales have been flat recently, so the company is looking overseas for growth. Most of its new stores are opening in Asia, but the United States plays a big role in its expansion strategy. Uniqlo opened its first U.S. stores in New Jersey malls in 2005, but they didn't do well and were closed within a year. The CEO of Uniqlo USA, Shin Odake, says Uniqlo moved too fast and that Americans were unfamiliar with their brand back then. He says their vast new flagship store on New York City's fashionable Fifth Avenue should change that.
If you are to be recognized as global brand, we need to have a huge store in center of New York City.
Uniqlo has had a store in Manhattan for several years. It's now the company's most successful outlet, and Uniqlo wanted to build on its success. So in addition to the Fifth Avenue store, it just opened a third store on 34th Street, down the block from Macy's department store. Both new Uniqlo outlets are three stories high. They're crowded with stacks of jeans at 80% off the usual price, down jackets and piles of cashmere sweaters in virtually every imaginable color, three shades of green and blues from navy to periwinkle. They're on sale for $50 and $60. Most cashmere sells for at least $100 and often far more. Fashion consultant Roseanne Morrison with the fashion industry consulting firm Doniger Group says that range of colors lures consumers into buying more than one item.
Especially when the value is good. They think, okay, I'll buy two for me, but, you know, I think I'd like to get this new color for my husband, and that's really the secret.
Just before opening day in late October, hundreds of employees scurried about the 34th Street store setting up displays, and checkout staff lined up behind their cash registers practicing their friendliness and timeliness. Then they each raced to fold the clothes perfectly.
Remember, you're putting your shirts on top. Okay. Fastest time was fell was 17.4 seconds.
Attention to detail is one of the things the company hopes will differentiate Uniqlo from its rivals like global brands H&M, Zara, and Gap. Shin Odake says innovation is another advantage. He says the company studies its clothing with the eyes of an engineer.
We approach basic product and we try to improve it every year. Similar to the car manufacturer, try to improve the make of the car. So that's the approach that we have, which is quite different from, I think, the other brands.
That Japanese engineering is what brought shopper Ermi Chan to Uniqlo. She's just bought a good supply of one of the company's signature products. It's HeatTech thermal underwear.
Owned it for years. Have to keep buying it because my sister and my family will steal it. And so it's...
Chan says she likes the quality and value here compared to similar stores. Retail consultant Patricia Powell says that combination could give Uniqlo an edge in a slow economy.
Fundamentally, you know, we are a nation that is born to shop. You can only restrain yourself for so long. People are going to buy things that are of good value. They're not going to buy things just because they're cheap.
Uniqlo USA CEO Shin Odake says he eventually wants to have 1,600 stores in the United States, almost twice the number of Uniqlo outlets in Japan. For VOA News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tide in New York.